From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 6, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, October 3rd through Monday, October 5th. Mike Oppen is reporting in the Daily Mail, in light of the recent fatal accidents at Catterskill Falls in the town of Hunter, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has begun installing split rail fencing at various parts of the popular tourist destination. The initial phase of the 3-week project will include installing approximately 150 feet of fencing along the steep embankment to the right of Spruce Creek, just above the base of the second tier. This area was deemed a priority due to the steep slope and rocky terrain. The work is being done by the Adirondack Mountain Club's professional trail crew. The second phase of the project involves the construction of an additional 200 feet of fencing at the top of the falls. The DEC staff will be installing additional signage that warns of the dangers of proceeding beyond the fencing. Katie Kajanski reported in the Register Star, local businesses from Columbia and Greene counties took over Basilica Hudson Thursday, October 2nd for the 9th annual Buy Local Business Expo, hosted by the Columbia and Greene counties Chambers of Commerce. A total of 52 businesses came out to the event where business owners networked with their fellow business owners. Many of our members have stories about making new business connections at these expos, Columbia County Chamber of Commerce President David Colby said. We have a good mix of everything from insurance to banking to food and beer and wine tasting. Greene County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Jeff Friedman said he was pleased with the turnout. He said it was very important for businesses from both counties to work together. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential the first Siena poll for the hotly contested 46th Senate District rematch between Democrat incumbent Cecilia Kapchick and Republican George Amador shows Amador leading by 10%. The new poll, released early Monday, October 6, shows a 19-point lead among independent and other voters, helping drive Amador's double-digit lead with less than a month to go until Election Day. Amador is also doing better among Republicans than Kapchick among the Democrats. GOP gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino also leads in the district. Astorino has 43% of the vote to Andrew M. Cuomo's 35%. In a statement received by WGXC early Monday, Kapchick campaign spokesman Jim Plasteris said the senator's campaign is just swinging into high gear, and with each debate held, voters are learning more about Amador's, quote, extremist, anti-choice, anti-woman, anti-environment, and anti-consumer positions and voting record, unquote. Plasteris said voters will ultimately reject Amador's, quote, deeply disturbing views as they did 2 years ago, unquote. The poll surveyed 470 likely voters within the district. To vote November 4th in congressional, state, and local elections, voters must register this week. Mail-in voter registration forms must be postmarked by midnight October 10th and received by a Board of Elections office no later than October 15th. Voter registration form can be downloaded at www.elections.ny.gov. Alternatively, any New Yorker with an established account at the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles may register online at their MyDMV site. One can also register or find forms at most state and federal government offices. Residents who have moved to a new county within the state must re-register from their new address. Those who are currently registered and have moved to a new address in the same county should notify their county board of elections in writing of their move no later than October 15th. Anyone unsure whether they are registered or wish to verify their current address may look up their status, www.elections.ny.gov. Looking at the local weather, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 67. Tonight, there's a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m. with increasing clouds, a low around 52. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday, showers are likely, mainly between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., cloudy with a high near 68. Tuesday night, showers with a low around 55. Wednesday, showers are likely, mainly before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 70. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 6:58 a.m. and sunset today is at 6:27 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 28 minutes. For the local public meetings, today is the first Monday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location. The Angrim Conservation Advisory Council is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1416 County Route 7 in Angrim, 329-6512. The Athens Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 2 First Street in Athens, 734-3636. The Cairo Town Board meeting is at 6 p.m. at Cairo Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Catskill Recreational Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall at 439 Main Street in Catskill, 843-2141. The Claverick Planning Board meetings at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Church Street, Mellonville, 672-7911. The Claremont Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. And the Taconic Zoning Commission meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 6, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.